Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle
Well, it seems that the Biden administration is planning more action in the Middle East after the strikes that we've already seen over the weekend. But I guess my question, everybody, is what are these strikes doing? Are they instilling the fear into the Iranian-backed groups and into Iran itself that when the president and or the vice president say don't, that they really do mean don't, and that they don't simply mean, well, we really don't want you to, but if you do, we're going to probably take a while to get back to you after you commit such a terrible atrocity as we saw with the death of the three service members at the Tower 22 base in Jordan. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we embark on another great week of broadcasting here on the program. And we're glad to be with you. As I said, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Monday edition is here. And don't forget, you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine, if you'd like to send us a direct message. You can also find me on social media, Facebook and X, of course, formerly Twitter. You can find out more about the program, and you can find some live links to listen as well if you'd like to take the program with you if it's not on in your area. And you can also subscribe to the podcast as well. So we definitely want you to do that. Really appreciate it when you do. And folks, once again, as I said, here for another great week of broadcasting. And boy, is it going to be chock full, no doubt about that. Now, of course, as I was just saying, the United States is basically saying that there's going to be more action after the Middle East strikes and in response to the killing of the three U.S. troops. This from ABC News. After carrying out dozens of strikes in Iraq and Syria last week, the U.S. will take more action against the Iran-backed militants, which we replace that word, as you know, with terror groups, in response to a deadly drone attack on an American base in Jordan, the White House National Security Advisor said on Sunday. Jake Sullivan says this was the beginning of our response. There will be more steps. Some of these steps will be seen. Some may not be seen. I wonder what those are. But there will be more action taken to respond to the tragic death of three brave U.S. service members. And, of course, you know, we would hope so. But, you know, as we've been talking about, and we talked a little bit about this on the weekend show with Denise Simon, and that is, you know, what exactly did this accomplish? And I'm not knocking the military. I'm not knocking their ability to go in and devastate the enemy. I'm not knocking that at all. In fact, I'm applauding them for a job well done of what they were told to do. And then also, of course, we're glad that they all made it back safe and sound. There were no other problems, either counterattack wise or mechanical, this kind of thing. So that is good. We always want our troops and our service people to come home fine. But I'll tell you this, though. Again, giving the Iranians the time to prepare, and the Iranian-backed groups, that is, the time to prepare and evacuate really also sends a different message, doesn't it? And now we're going to have some more action, some seen, some not seen. I suppose the not seen might include some kind of cyber attack in terms of going after Iran or their assets. There, you know, other things that could be done. But this administration, though, I think is trying to handle Iran with kid gloves, under the guise of we don't want a larger war. And by the way, I don't want a larger war. I don't think a larger war necessarily serves our purpose in the grand sense. But there is this ability to really take out the ability of the terror groups to do what they do. You know, set them back as far as possible and use overwhelming force to do it. Overwhelming force and a quick result of that. Second of all, I think that these target packages, you know, need to be, you know, fed into the computer or something like that, immediately in order to respond when something bad happens like that, something tragic, a cowardly attack on our base and the barracks of the service people. Something has to be done very quickly. And believe me, and I understand. I understand why Americans, or the good guys, for that matter, want to minimize the loss of human life. It's obvious the terrorists do not want to minimize the loss of human life. In fact, the loss of human life is what they're going for. The loss of innocent life is what they're going for. They're going for that propaganda value. They're going for that shock value. They're going for that value that says, hey, look, you know, we are evil, and we're not going to, you know, we're not going away, and you're going to be hurt by this. So I understand when any president, Republican or Democrat, wants to minimize the loss of human life. But the ability for the enemy to have simply evacuated, gotten out of harm's way, gone back to Iran proper in many cases, and giving them the time to do it under the guise of at a time and place of our choosing, we will do this and such. It seems to me that, again, and initially early on when this happened, I was saying this attack needs to happen at least within 48 and no later really than 72 hours. This is what I've heard some of these military experts talking about. But in these upcoming strikes and so forth, they also need to be swift. They need to be unpredictable, and they aren't, and they should not simply be taking out some warehouses or taking out some other kind of things where we kind of know they're not there and it's not really going to do much. That, my friends, doesn't send the same kind of message as don't. It sends the message of, well, if you do, it's not really going to cost you that much. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition continues. And we will be right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are live. It is the wee hours of the morning across America. And we're there. We're with you. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is the best job in the world. And I have you to thank for that. And you know what we're doing on this program? You know what we're doing on this program? We're building a community of people who love to call in to talk radio. We're building a community of people who want to find out what's happening overnight in America. We're building that community whatever it is that you're doing overnight. If you're driving a truck, if you're doing deliveries, if you're working in law enforcement, or if you're a first responder, if you're up late with us or early, as the case may be, if you're working a job, whatever it is that you're doing overnight in America, we want to be and are, really, the nexus of news and politics. And we're glad to be with you once again, Kyle Warren with you. Head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, we'd love to get those. Also, the telephone number, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Well, this from Breitbart, the Senate has released its long-awaited border bill that reportedly increases the inflow of legalized immigrants into Americans' communities, workplaces, and schools. Titled Emergency National Security Supplemental Appropriations Act 2024, the 370-page bill was released at 6:40 p.m. on Sunday. It is accompanied by a multi-billion-dollar appropriations bill intended to fund the resources needed to register, release, transport, and house migrants in Americans' coastal cities and inland communities. The bill is being marketed as a, quote, national security bill as it seeks to overcome opposition by Republican legislators whose election depends on enthusiastic turnout of ordinary populists who are worried about migration's lawlessness, pocketbook damage, crime, overcrowding, and chaotic diversity. However, Democrats are touting the bill as a fix for Joe Biden's terrible poll numbers in the 2024 election. The establishment authors of the bill have largely hidden its contents, along with many possible loopholes, exceptions, modifications, and caveats that can turn apparent restrictions into government-funded welcomes. The bill was assembled behind closed doors by a tight circle of establishment advocates and their business donors. They include Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, of course, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, who appointed three senators to negotiate a plan with the White House. Those three senators were Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, Senator James Langford, Republican of Oklahoma, and Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Independent, from Arizona. The White House was advised by Biden's pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, who's now in the sites for being impeached, basically. Well, you know, I got to tell you, folks, let's just go back to the title of this, the Emergency National Security Supplemental Appropriations Act 2024. Well, that sounds pretty ominous, doesn't it? And it's sort of backed up by Joe Biden, who, you know, was out at the White House South Lawn the other day saying, give me the power. I've done everything I can at the border. And I need this bill. I need the judges. I need this. I need that. Well, he just needs. He's pretty needy, if you ask me. But what does Joe Biden need to do? Joe Biden has a pen. I'm sure they have a pen on the Resolute desk of the White House, of the Oval Office in the White House. I'm sure they have that. But then what he needs is some executive orders, namely to reverse the reversal of the executive orders that were reversed on day one when he came into the Oval Office. We talked about this a little bit before. But it is so simple, my friends. Right now, and by the way, if Joe Biden wanted to help his poll numbers, he would do just this. They're going to try to help the poll numbers a different way because they believe that their messaging, their standard mode of operation is again going to be successful. Now, at the border, you've actually have Governor Abbott, who was at the border. I don't think we've ever seen Joe Biden down there anytime recently. But you've got Governor Abbott at the border with many governors from the GOP. They're at Eagle Pass, and this is what the governor had to say. And of course, you know, people are saying, well, you know, Texas is standing up or it's defying the federal government and so forth. Texas is really trying to stand in the gap of things that the federal government refuses to do that are clearly its responsibility, its prescriptive responsibility. It's the responsibility that it's supposed to do. It's, in my opinion, it's not optional. But, you know, again, the messaging is it's these Republicans. They won't give Joe Biden the power. And as we just explained, he has the power right now to make significant changes at the border that don't include this kind of ridiculous bill. Let's listen to Governor Abbott.
Well, let me start by thanking everybody for being here. But more important than that, I want to thank the governors of the United States of America who are standing with Texas. Half of the governors of the United States have joined with Texas.
All right, just a little technical glitch there. I think we'll get that cleared up here in just a moment. But what we're going to do, we'll go back to the governor here in just a moment. And but I'm telling you, folks, you know, the state of Texas is actually showing exactly where the federal government under the Biden administration has absolutely failed. And the Biden administration and those who are carrying the water for the administration and many in the media, well, they don't like that very much. Let's go back and hear the governor.
The cause to support Texas are joining us at this event today. And we are here to send a loud and clear message that we are banding together to fight to ensure that we will be able to maintain our constitutional guarantee that states will be able to defend against any type of imminent danger or an invasion. That has been threatened by Joe Biden and his abject refusal to enforce the immigration laws of the United States of America. The laws of the United States passed by Congress, they require the president to deny illegal entry. To the contrary of denying illegal entry, he has aided and abetted that illegal entry. If somebody makes it across the border illegally, the president has the responsibility imposed by Congress to detain any illegal immigrant who has come here. As opposed to detaining any illegal immigrant, Biden instead has let them all loose.
Okay, stop right there. I'm here to tell you. I mean, when you listen to that, you hear that. That's Governor Abbott of Texas. Now, it sounds like he's making a lot of sense, doesn't it? It sounds like he's talking about something that is grounded in reality. He sounds like he's talking about something that is also common sense and something that most Americans agree with. And in other words, my point is, he doesn't sound as though he is threatening to, you know, leave the union, or he's threatening to do this and that, or, you know, all this kind of stuff. There is no fire breathing going on here, and there, other than a very passionate explanation of what the job of the federal government and, by extension, the president is. And it's absolutely on the money. And by the way, as I said, most Americans agree with the idea that there shouldn't be unfettered illegal immigration and that the federal government is abdicating its role here. Because, you know, all people have to do is look out their front door. They don't even have to live in Texas. They don't have to live on the border. All they need to do is look out their front door pretty much wherever they might be in the United States at this time, and they see the effects of the illegal immigration. So this is a losing proposition for the Biden administration, but they just don't get that. And that's why they continue to rail so hard at the Republicans. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. This Sunday, there are brand new developments in the Middle East. U.S. forces have hit more than 30 Houthi targets in Yemen. Now, this comes a day after the U.S. strikes at least 85 targets in Syria and Iraq, where Iran-backed proxy groups have been operating. These terrorists have hit more than 160 U.S. military targets in the region, all this in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. They also killed three U.S. soldiers last week in a drone strike. The bodies of the three, two women and one man, brought back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Friday. Turning now to the race for president in 2024, President Biden winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday. We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl. No reason has been given. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Talk to me. You never talk to me.
You know, I just heard. Well, I heard it earlier, but I heard it again on the news just now that Joe Biden is not going to do an interview during the Super Bowl again for the second year in the role. And we understand that they're not giving any reason for that. Folks, I think I know the reason. I'm pretty sure I know the reason. They don't want to talk about anything. They don't want to have President Biden in an unscripted interview, even if they know some of the questions ahead of time, because he's going to go off on a tangent or he's going to say something weird. And in fact, we got a clip here in just a moment. But I want to welcome everybody back to the show, of course. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning as well. And thanks to Wally. Appreciate Wally very, very much. He's letting us know that Joe Biden needs a good nursing home. Well, I think you're right. And maybe the White House should not be that nursing home anymore. Maybe he needs to find a different one. And in November, I think the American voter is going to say just that, Wally. So I think you're onto something there. And driver Ron in Denver, trucker Ron, has got a great suggestion for Country Music Monday. I appreciate that very much, Ron. Yeah, let's see what we can do. Yeah, well, I think we'll just call an audible this morning. See what we can do. We'll make that happen. As of course, that we're coming up in the next segment for our weather report, and also we have our song every morning at this hour and the second hour of the show, a little before the top of the hour. And this is designed to keep you going, keep you moving through the night. And we're glad to be with you, and that's one of our great privileges that we get to do here on this show. But I'll tell you what. We were just listening to the governor, but let's listen to what President Biden had to say. President Biden, I believe, is talking about that President Trump is not for anything. Okay, I saw this, and I said, I've got to play this for you this morning. Joe Biden was at a some kind of a campaign event, looks like in Wilmington, Delaware. And so Joe Biden says the following thing. Let's check this out.
I'm feeling good about where we are. I really am. You know, the folks are starting to focus in. And the guy we're running against, he's not for anything. He's against everything. No, I mean, it's the weirdest campaign I've ever been engaged in. It's even worse than, in terms of his behavior, than the last time in 2020. And, you know, Kamala mentioned there's so much at stake. And you all, this crowd really knows me extremely well.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's go back over that, shall we? My friends, what? Hold on a moment. Joe Biden is saying that Trump is not for anything. He's against everything. No. That's the kind of stuff that they don't want him to say. They're afraid he's going to say in an interview on the Super Bowl, where they don't really have any more control over that. But to say that Donald Trump is not for anything is an obvious misinterpretation of everything, I should say. And, of course, why is Joe Biden saying that? He's saying that because he knows that Donald Trump is doing very well. And it's Donald Trump. It's also the concept of Donald Trump, which is usurping Joe Biden. The concept of Donald Trump is something that many Americans are really beginning to respond to, even some that might have not voted for Trump in 2020. I think that's a very real thing that they're considering. They're looking at the state of affairs. There's nothing like these predictions that, you know, come true about the world going down, the economy, all these things. And people look around. They see the world catching on fire. They know things aren't going well. They see the foreign policy, not just missteps or faux pas by the Biden administration, but they now see that the world is almost on the verge of a serious war that would erupt, obviously, in the Middle East. No matter what the Biden administration tells you, we're not trying to start a larger war in the Middle East. Well, in so many ways, through their action and I think even through their inaction, they're almost making it inevitable. And I hate to say that. I'm not trying to be too fantastical about this. But Donald Trump, by the way, is for a lot of things. Isn't he for cutting your taxes? Isn't he for, energy independence? Isn't he for, stopping the ongoing illegal immigration that's coming into the country? Which is not about legitimate immigration. Trump is not about stopping that. So I guess he is against the unfettered flow of illegal immigration into this country. So I guess technically he is against that. But what is he for? He's for a strong border. He's for the idea that if you can get to America and you can come in legally, that you have so much of a better chance of succeeding, of living a good life, of providing for your family, of becoming part of the American tapestry. These are the kinds of things that Donald Trump is for, my friends. What is Donald Trump against? I think he's against being weak to our adversaries. I think he's against being weak on trade. I think he's against hobbling the American consumer by having these ultra-high gas and food prices. I think he's against the idea that our foes, our adversaries, simply believe that we are no longer really packing any punch, that we're no longer have a resolve to really fix these problems when it comes to having to deal with our international adversaries. I think that he's against the notion that you could have a president that would reverse so many different things that were working simply because it carried the name Trump. And my friends, I think that I'm making my point here. What is Joe Biden for? Okay, that's also a good thing. That's a good thing to ask, because many of the things that he's for are automatically detrimental to our country, to our society. But they frame things so well. They frame things so well. And to make it sound as if they're compassionate, boy, they're fighting for you. Oh, and by the way, they're saving democracy. You know, democracy is going to be saved, but only by Joe Biden and the Democrat Party elite. Because a vote for Donald Trump is a vote against democracy. This kind of stuff, you know, is just really rich, isn't it? I mean, it's really rich. There's just no way that people, I think, really buy this stuff. But they really, really do believe it. And my friends, you know, to hear Donald Trump talk about all the things that were happening when he was president. And again, it's, I think the American people are very interested. They're really looking at Donald Trump, I think, even in a very different way, even than they did in 2016 or 2020. And as I said earlier, I think it bears repeating. I think you got a lot of people that did not want to vote for Donald Trump. Maybe they didn't like his personality. Maybe they didn't like the tweets. But I got to tell you, there's the old saying, that was then and this is now. I know a lot of people who would say, you know what, I could probably just ignore the mean tweets, you know, if it wasn't so hard to make ends meet. You know, maybe Donald Trump isn't the person I want to have come over and have coffee and dinner and whatever and be their best friend. But Donald Trump seems to know how to get the job done. Donald Trump seems to know how to stand firm after everything that's being thrown at him. I think people are just marveling at this. Any other politician, let me be clear, any other politician in the history of the world would have already been completely destroyed, utterly and totally, by the onslaught that has come towards Donald Trump ever since he came down that escalator, right? And I think the American people respond to that, and they are not going to simply say, oh, well, you know, the Democrats are fighting for us and all that, so, oh, yeah, I'll just vote for them again. I don't see that a lot of people feel like that. But, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back in just a few moments. So stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Where were you when I needed you? You cannot be found.
It is the Monday edition. And we are racing through it. And we continue to set speed records for doing that. I'm telling you, folks, it really does go by fast. And we like it like that because, of course, it means that your morning's going by a little faster, especially if you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're doing your job, you know, wherever you are, across the highways and byways, across the land, whatever it is you're up to, it is great to be with you. And it's, you know, our kind of our privilege to help it make it go a little faster, have it be just a little bit more enjoyable, especially for a Monday, because we can't change the fact that it's Monday, but we can make your Monday just a little bit better. All right, folks. Well, thanks so much to Trucker Ron in Denver, who's now back and after some medical leave. And Ron, we're so glad that you're feeling better and you're doing better and you're back out there again. And he wrote in just a little while ago, had a great suggestion for Country Music Monday, which on the program during our songs for this hour, next hour, Mondays, we just decided we're going to make a Country Music Monday. And so we're calling an audible. And thank you to Ron. So Ron is the music quarterback this morning, and he's calling an audible for us. And we've got Dwight Yoakam, Guitars, Cadillacs. This is a cool song, everybody. Here we go.
Girl, you caught me and it hurt real bad. I cried myself to sleep. Show me how this town shatters dreams. Another lesson about a naive fool. Came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Call home. Yeah, my guitar's Cadillac, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on. Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. Like buying of mine now, I guess I'll just leave. Get his guitar, Cadillac, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets I call home. Get my guitar, Cadillac, hillbilly music.
Yoakam. That's kind of a cool song. Definitely a cool country song, but a cool song in and of itself. Guitars, Cadillacs, and I got to tell you, I want to thank Trucker Ron out there in the Denver area for letting us know about that, making that suggestion this morning for Country Music Monday. We sure do appreciate it. And, folks, you can also make suggestions. Simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. And send me a direct message. Just click on send Kyle a direct message. You're off and running from there. Also, Jura, listening on 860 and 93 in Dunedin, we sure do. I really appreciate your message. She's writing in and she's saying, I want to listen to you, but I just listened to 30 minutes of ads. What's going on? Well, I will tell you, I do understand that there are some changes or some issues. I don't think it's supposed to be doing that, but I understand that it's supposed to be rectified very soon. So it has been reported, and I think they are aware of that. And so I do apologize for that, and I'm really, really glad that you're tuning in on the live stream there. But as I understand, it will be put right here real soon. It's not something on our end here, but people know about it, and they definitely want to make sure that they get it taken care of here real, real fast. So thank you so much, for your message, Jura. I really appreciate it, and thanks for listening out there. Sometimes, of course, you know, with radio and all the different equipment and all the different things that have to go together, sometimes stuff like that happens, but they're definitely on top of that. In fact, over the weekend, there was a small mishap in the studio for me, but we got all that done up before it was going to be showtime again. But it's kind of like you go, wow, I didn't expect that, you know. But you get it fixed and it's okay. All right. So once again, folks, it's time to take a look at some of our weather out there this morning. I can tell you, we got an atmospheric river coming into Southern California, and it started up about 3 o'clock. Local time here, at least for me, south of Los Angeles. But it's definitely This is the Pineapple Express. This is the atmospheric river. There are a lot of warnings about flooding and so forth. We have not bared a lot of the brunt yet. From what we can tell, it's, you know, it hasn't been quite as bad, at least in my area, as it was thought that it would be. But I will say this, the night is still young, and we can still get a lot of rain coming through. So we're definitely have battened down the hatches, perhaps more so than ever because of this. So we're definitely taking it very seriously. Up on the central coast of Oregon this morning, of course, even Richard the Marine, I'm sure he's having to batten down the hatches up there. We're seeing a lot of rain on the radar, and this is going to start just south of Portland and pretty much Interstate 5 all the way south of Portland, all the way down to about Redding right now. You've got rain, turns into a mix of rain and snow around Medford, Oregon, and then down, as I said, towards Redding. It's going to head over east of there. If you're, it looks like Susanville area, that's 395. Also our friends in Reno, coming out of Reno I-80, I'm sure going over Donner Pass. I bet you have snow. There's no doubt about that. Mammoth Lakes, all kinds of snow. Lone Pine, again, this is all coming down Highway 395 in California. And then, of course, now when you get into the greater Los Angeles area out towards Barstow and Interstate 15, looks like you've got some rain going on out there as well. Snow, snow, and more snow. We got a special on snow in southern Idaho this morning. Idaho Falls. Yes, Pocatello, Twin Falls, and Boise, all kinds of snow. Our friends in Missoula and on down U.S. Highway 93 through Stevensville and also Hamilton, you've got snow. And then it looks like a lot of that snow in Idaho right now is staying south of I-90, at least on the radar map. So that's what it's looking like there. So do be careful if you're traveling through that area. Southern Mississippi, all kinds of rain happening. That's going to go over a little bit into northeastern Louisiana this morning. And so if you're traveling through there, definitely want to be aware of that. Let's see here. And then sort of rounding some of this out, looks like coming up through South Carolina, making a beeline for northeastern Georgia. We got all kinds of rain. A lot of that's also out into the Atlantic Ocean, but coming ashore pretty much in the middle of South Carolina along the coast, and then, as I said, making a beeline for northeastern Georgia this morning. So be careful out there, folks. A little bit of rain looks like down in South Florida. This is on the Gulf Coast part of South Florida. Looks like near Iona, Cape Coral, Estero, and Pine Island Center. Looks like they're getting some of that rain right now. All right, folks, we're going to take another look next hour. Of course, we'll see if anything changes. And if so, we will tell you about it. But here we go, folks. Hour number one is in the books this morning. And we're going to climb up to the top of the hour. You'll hear your top of the hour news, get updated on everything, and then we are coming back. Yes, we are. I promise. Stay right there because there's so much more to do, so much more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.